This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, February 7. Lord, have mercy. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 31. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and body with grief. My life is consumed by anguish and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction, and my bones grow weak. Because of all my enemies, I am the utter contempt of my neighbors and an object of dread to my closest friends. Those who see me on the street flee from me. I am forgotten as though I were dead. I have become like broken pottery, for I hear many whispering terror on every side. They conspire against me and plot to take my life. But I trust in you, Lord. I say you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies and from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love. Sometimes the suffering of life feels overwhelming, as if we are under attack and can't find any relief. We may be debilitated by the grief of losing a loved one, or maybe we are sick from a medical condition or treatment. Whatever the case, there are days when we might feel the weight of the world on us. Lord, have mercy. The psalmist here is feeling besieged by relentless human forces, along with the abandonment of his friends. He uses words like distress, anguish, groaning, affliction, forgotten, and terror. He fears that he will die at the hands of his enemies, and he cries out to God in agony, Lord, have mercy. Perhaps you can recall a time when you felt that way, when the walls and ceiling seemed to be closing in on you. While my personal suffering pales in comparison to that of people with chronic illness, I do remember feeling particularly burdened when, a few weeks after my second surgery for cancer, my husband had a heart attack and also needed surgery. In his recovery room, a compassionate nurse prepared a bed beside him for me to rest in as well. Looking back on turbulent times, we can see how the Lord was with us and delivered us. God answers the cries of his people and shines his loving face on us, lighting up the darkness. Pray with me. O God, you are my God, and I trust you. My times are in your hands. Help me not to let my life's troubles cloud my vision of you and the hope that is found in you alone. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.